Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Read with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
I think it's a great book, and it's one that focuses on such an important area of life, whether you're a teenager or you're struggling at work because you're dealing with colleagues who are so, so selfish, irresponsible, or, you know, self-centered. Today we speak with Wong Lai Chun, Senior Assistant Director at the Samaritans of Singapore and the author of Do I Matter? A Journey to Building Your Self-Esteem. I wanted to pick up this book because I read recent research in the Journal of Psychology that talked about the one characteristic that people with great relationships all seem to share, and that is high self-esteem. So what is it? How can you build a foundation for resilience? And why this book right now? Time to welcome to the show author of the book. It's going to be launched at the Singapore Writers Festival, so I'm thrilled that we're getting a preview, Wong Lai Chun. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me this morning on your show,
it
Michelle.
It is a thrill. Thank you for taking us beyond the page of your wonderful book. So the Samaritans of Singapore is the pioneer organization that you're part of in terms of suicide prevention intervention. It's the first thing that comes to mind, SOS. The SOS is Singapore's only suicide prevention center and the first in Southeast Asia. And this book, I understand, serves to celebrate half a century of suicide prevention work in 2019.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and we're very proud to have service for the community for the past 50 years. And we are still growing and we look forward to provide more services for the community.
Okay. Now share with us a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, we had a mother in to talk about a terrific book that, you know, really highlights the impact that suicide has on the people left behind. It's called Loss Adjustment by Mother Linda Collins. Mm-hmm. And as she related her story, I was wondering what the picture was like, the overall picture in terms of people seeking help. Are we seeing more people seek help for suicide in terms of, you know, holding them back from that choice of suicide?
We do have people who continuously reach out to us on our hotline, people who are in distress, not necessarily all the time suicidal, but when they are distressed, they just need someone to listen to them, to have another human being, literally, just to listen to them without judgment, to know that someone who really cares about them. Yeah, and yes, people do continue to reach out to us, and this is what we hope to be able to continue to do.
I mean, given your work in the field, would you say the number is increasing?
Generally, numbers are increasing. However, we are still facing the challenge of people who are willing to reach out, to actually reach out for help. Sometimes there are a lot of obstacles to people actually reaching out for help. But one of the things SOS does provide is that we respect the confidentiality and the privacy of the person. So if the person feels that they don't want to reveal who they are, that's not something that we will push. Yeah, so all we want is for them to be able to talk to us so that we can, you know, in any way that we can provide some kind of support for them.
Okay, so as you say, people reach out to the SOS for a host of reasons, suicide being one of them. Mm-hmm. And you'd like to actually see more people reach out for help.
Definitely.
When they need it.
Yes.
Why have you decided to focus on self-esteem in particular in your book?
Yes, in our work in SOS, in my experience in SOS work itself, generally one thing that seems very consistent is that people with suicide ideation or at the brink of attempts or even those who attempted suicide, they have this great sense of helplessness, hopelessness, and even worthlessness. Generally, they don't feel that they are valued by others or even themselves, you know, due to various kinds of reasons or various situations that they face. So it seems that, you know, everyone with
any sort of challenges,
any
this
kind
is
of
the
challenge.
Heart of it.
Yes, that's right.
Self-esteem. So I understand that you joined SOS as a counselor many years ago yourself.
Yes, that's right.
You have a personal relationship with the topic of this book?
Yes, I do. Because like I said, because of my work in SOS, you know, like I said, everyone who is on the brink of suicide, the root of it is usually how they view themselves as a person. And I'm not saying that everyone with low self-esteem has suicide ideation. However, every situation that we face that creates stress, disruption in our lives, does have its roots linked to self-esteem. Yeah. And even myself, when I was growing up as a teenager, I had to also struggle with self-esteem because I was not the most popular person in school. I was not the prettiest. So it's that this constant question as to really, am I valued by others or even myself? I think that's the big question.
Let's define self-esteem. I remember my mom saying, you know, what you think of yourself and what you put out in the world is going to be separate from what people take of that. And that's none of your business. What people assume of you is none of your business. So you just keep going out there and, you know, putting out into the world what you believe is important about yourself. So, you know, especially for women in so many areas of life, what you put across as confident, other people are going to perceive as, oh, she wants to take charge of everything. Mm-hmm. And what you put across as taking responsibility for a team or a task can be perceived as, oh, she wants to take over the whole show. So how do you define self-esteem for a person? And talk a little bit about that relationship between what you bring to the world and what the world might perceive, which, and there might be a huge gap in between that.
Yes. In my book, I actually use the concept that is used by Thomas Harris through the concept of transactional analysis. So what is really good self-esteem, healthy self-esteem? I actually use the concept of, I actually see the world as I am okay and you are okay as well. So your mom is right. Yeah, sometimes, you know, we cannot be too worried about what the other people think. We need to know that whatever that we're doing, this is me. However, you know, even if I know my strengths, where my strengths are, but it's also important for me to see that the other people around me are also okay. So it's not just about me, but it's also about how in my relationship with other people, people are also okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. So you look at self-esteem as a relational thing.
Yes, yes.
How you relate to other people. And it's not just them thinking well of you, but you thinking well of them. They are okay.
Yes, they are okay. And you thinking well of yourself as well. Before, even when I wrote this book, I had a lot of conversations with my friends. I have this belief that true self-confidence is different from arrogance. If there is a need to put others down just to feel good about myself, that's not true confidence. Although, my friends are still arguing about this. So it's about I'm feeling good about myself in my own skin. I know my talents, my strengths, but at the same time, I'm also able to appreciate the talents and strengths in other people as well.
Okay.
So there is no need for me to constantly put others down so that I can feel good about myself.
However, in this world of social media, we see a lot of people coming under attack from pure strangers, from everything, from the way they look to a sentiment that they express. So sometimes it's the other people who are putting you down.
Yes.
And then you have to react to that.
Yes.
So what does a person with good self-esteem do when that happens? I bring this up because, again, Loss Adjustment was a book that really stayed with me. Mother Linda Collins talking about her 17-year-old committing suicide, Victoria. And Victoria, we read in the book, true story, was the subject of bullying in school. So, you know, there very often is the case where people who are good, confident human beings go out there and they're just battered because other people have perceptions of them.
Right.
And, you know, it's the other's perception of them that they have to fight against. So what does a person with good self-esteem do then?
Yes, yeah, and you're right, you know, especially for the young, cyberbullying is really a very real issue. A person with good self-confidence and self-esteem, in my book, actually, I talked about the controllable elements in life and the non-controllable elements in life. Of course, it's easier said than done. You know, we do, to a certain extent, do want acknowledgement and validation from other people around us. However, sometimes, you know, how people see us, we cannot have full control over that. We can influence how people look at us, but we cannot absolutely control how they perceive us. So at the end of the day, it's ultimately also that's why that self-confidence and self-esteem has to come from inside out rather than, you know, waiting for what's happening outside externally to, you know, to decide what kind of self-esteem I should have as a person and what kind of self-confidence I have as a person. You know, one of the things I did mention in my book is ultimately you have to be your own best friend. Yeah, even your best friend, they can't be with you 24/7, 365 days, you know, in a year. So when it comes to the crunch, who is your own best friend is yourself.
You got to be your own cheerleader.
Absolutely.
Yep. She's Wong Lai Chun, Senior Assistant Director at the Samaritans of Singapore, author of Do I Matter? A Journey to Building Your Self-Esteem. It will be launched at the Singapore Writers Festival. We're getting an advanced preview. So you say unplug if necessary. That's important. As in, you know, unplug from the world and
yes,
social media.
Yes, yes. Yeah, unplug. Yeah, meaning that, you know, you really have to switch off if there are, you know, toxic situations or even toxic personality. Now, I'm not advocating that you are going to cut off ties with everybody around you. We do need people. But if you do identify there are certain situations or even certain personalities that are of absolutely who gives you no value except toxic in your life and tears you down psychologically, emotionally, you really have to make that decision whether, you know, I should continue with this situation or even this relationship. So you have to love yourself enough to know when to walk away.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some myths of self-esteem that you want to demolish in this book.
Yeah, you know, one of the things like I mentioned earlier is that there's the myth that, you know, if somebody's good looking, wealthy, you've got all the, you know, talents that people can see, absolutely you would have good self-esteem. Mm. Yeah, of course. I'm not saying that that doesn't work. However, you know, we have come across also, you know, people who are really famous, wealthy, but, you know, they do also struggle with issues of self-esteem. Yeah, so the question is that if such seemingly very successful people also do struggle with self-esteem issues sometimes, then, you know, where do we stand? You know,
that's interesting because people think, oh, I'll be confident when I make a lot of money. Or I'll be confident and happy and satisfied with myself when I buy that big house. So you're saying all those factors can be there and people can still lack self-esteem, right?
Yes, absolutely. So that's why I believe strongly it has to come from inside out and all of us can have the tools and skills to nurture that, to bring that out in each one of us.
Maybe a quick tip on one thing you can do to boost your own self-esteem.
Like I said, you know, it's to be your own best friend, ultimately. We are not perfect. Nobody
so be
is
kind,
perfect.
Be kind to yourself.
Yes, yeah, we do make silly mistakes sometimes. But, you know, how about forgiving ourselves and take every mistake and every flaw that we have as a learning opportunity and move on from there. We can always be better as we move through, you know, certain challenges in life.
Yeah, you know, there's some people in life, you know them as the critics. You know, every time you talk to them, they're constantly criticizing something. So I call them the critics, right? In the world. So I think it's about switching off your inner critic to some extent.
Yes.
Just for a little while.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Congratulations on your book. Wong Lai Chun is Senior Assistant Director at the Samaritans of Singapore. And the book is titled, Do I Matter? A Journey to Building Your Self-Esteem. This is Reed. I'm Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.